Erev Shabbos, Parshas Nachum, Tavshin Ayin Vav. We all commemorated Tisha B'Av this past Sunday. Now we're heading into the Nechama. The Shiva and Nechemta, the next 7 weeks, the Haftaras will deal with comfort. And this year is Leilu Nishmas, my neighbor, young girl who's almost 6 years old, Pnina Bas Rachel Elea, Pnina Bas Elio. Very special girl in my building, and her neshama should have an aliyah, and her parents should have nechama and all Klal Yisrael. In this week's parasha, it's very appropriate that after the commemorating Tisha B'Av and going and sitting on the floor, and now heading into the Shabbos Nachamu, it's important to dwell on the concept of Emunah B'Hashem. And in this week's parasha, we have one of the classical, most all-encompassing psukim of emuna. V'yadata hayom, you shall know today. V'hashivo se'el v'avecha, you shall let it settle or return to your heart. Ki Hashem hu Elokim, He's the God. He's Elokim. V'hashemayim imal, and the shemayim above us. El aris mitachas, ain od. There's no other. Now. This is a mission statement that we're supposed to internalize and root in within ourselves a simple, pure emunah of Hashem. Hashem's running the world. Hashivos el v'vecha. It's not enough. Yidiyah is not enough. Yidiyah is one level. Hashivos el v'vecha. It has to be totally ingrained inside of you. Hashem is running the world. Hashem is running the world from A to Z. I used to often quote the words of the Sefer Bavavi Mishkan Evne, a mashal, an unbelievable mashal, that two people, let's start again. Bob Schwartz wins the lottery. He won the lottery. Now, Joe Schmo, let's call him Joe Goldberg, he also knows that Bob Schwartz won the lottery. But you can't compare the two yediyas. Bob Schwartz, who won the lottery, his yediyah is in every fiber of his body. Everything he does, he feels, wow, I won the lottery. And the fact that Joe Goldberg knows that Bob Schwartz won the lottery is clear to him. He knows it. He knows it. It's not in his heart. It's not in every fiber of his body. He doesn't think about it all day and all night. And that's the next level of Hashivos El Avecha. The Chiddush Amrim would say, and this is Parasha, there are many of his disciples, his Hasidim, that know very, very well. They're very, they're intellectually, they know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. But nevertheless, they're lacking. V'hashivos el v'vecha. And they're lacking. They ain't all, there's nothing else. It has to be totally ingrained. Ain't all, it's all Hashem. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he used to quote the Zohar, Chelek Beis Kuf Samach Aleph, Shem Adam Asara Pamim V'esim Elf Pamim, as many times you need to say it, Ad Shehi Nikva B'livo She'enod. Ain't old, ain't old, ain't old. If you develop that and you internalize it, you say, ain't old, nothing else. Everything that happens to you in life, whether it's big, whether it's small, it's ain't old. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Dubda Magid explained the following pasuk. Ko amar Hashem melech Yisrael v'golo Hashem tzvokos ani rishon v'ni achron. Actually, that's one of the psukim in Zichronos. And I just remember Barry Finkel Zatzal passed away last week. Dominic for the Amud and saying Umi Balada Ain Elokim and Yushav Ain Achron. So says the Dubi Magid that this pasuk is somewhat of a remez to the obligation to say Shema twice a day. Why is that? Because you need to say Shema every morning and every night. In the morning when he davens, before he goes out to work, before he embarks on a new day, and he's going to be involved in business and all types of things the whole day, he needs to start his day saying, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hear Israel, Hashem who is Adon HaKol HaYahov V'ya, Elokeinu, he's Mashkiach Al Kol Olam Kulo, and he's Baal Kochos Gedolos, Baal Kochos Gedolos. Hashem Echad, he's one. It's all Hashem. So in this way, as he goes through his day, he'll realize if somebody cheats him, somebody starts up with him, it's all from Hashem. Okay, you can't be a pushover either, but okay, the person has to understand that everything that happens to him, it's all from Hashem. And if he's matzliach, or somebody has matzliach, it's not because of him, it's all because of Hashem. And then at the end of the day, the obligation to say Shema is after he finishes a long day, he has to remind himself, it's all Hashem. Hashem is one. And there's nothing else. There's nothing else. There's no other koach in the world. Efesul also. Everything happens from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's what the pasuk means in Yeshaya, Mem Dal pasuk Vav, Ani Rishon Vani Yachron. So says Hashem. So a person remembers every single day, at the beginning of the day and the end of the day, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Rishon Achron. He's running the world. He's Manhig. He's also Osev Yasa L'chol Bruim. Then he'll be able to internalize these Yisodos of Einod Mavado. Of Einod. Rabos Machshavos B'Levish V'Atzas Hashem Yitakum. In the Yisod HaAvoda, in his Igeres Kodsho, Michtav Tezayin writes the following. You should say Ani Mamin every single day, even if a person doesn't believe. You have to say it over and over again. Because that's what, it's inside of you. How do you know that? Because the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Beis Halacha Chav, Halacha that we all have heard before, that if a person is not divorcing his wife, you hit him until he says Rotza Ani. Why? The pshat is because that's his real Rotzen. It's just the Yetzirah. The Rotzen of every single Jew is to be a Maimon. So therefore, says the Yisod HaAvoda, say Ani Maimon, if you don't feel it 100%, over and over and over again. Because every single Jew is born with an internal, natural feeling of Emunah B'Hashem. And the Sas Emes said that the idea of Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, Yomar, Lokechem, how are we going to get Nechama? We lost the Beis HaMikdash. We've gone to Tzaras. How do we get, what's the Nechama over here? Exactly, Hashem Elokim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokim. Even though we have troubles, trials, troubles, tribulations, challenges, but if we internalize the Kol Ma'ad Ovid, Rachman Ovid, Tav Ovid, everything Hashem does is for the best, and if you feel it, so then, that's our nechama, to know that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reminds me of something I thought of once. We say in Mishmul David, Gam Kielach Begeitza Moves, Lo Iroro Ki Ato Imodi. Right? Even though I walk in the valley of death, I'm not afraid. Why? Because you're with me. It doesn't mean everything's going to be perfect. It doesn't mean everything. It doesn't say that. It says Ki Ato Imodi, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in every aspect of our lives. The following question was posed to Rav Shteinman Shlita. That in the Dor HaMidbar, where of course these psukim were told to, so it was in the Midbar. They had Mon. They saw the Amud Eish that guided them in the Midbar. They had the cloud. So of course, there it was easy to feel. It was easy to feel the Amud Bashem. But in our generation, when so many tzaras and so many challenges, and we're in Golos, how can we feel the same level of emunah that they felt in the times of the Midbar? So Shneimer explains, with a question, how could it be that Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, we're still standing here, we're surrounded by many nations who hate us, 70 foxes, and we're still thriving in many, many ways? Right? We have so many people. I saw a headline that there are 108,000 people, B'nai Torah, that are registered in learning in the yeshivas and in kolelim. 108,000 people in this country that are learning full-time, essentially. Whew, unbelievable. And even though we're surrounded by our enemies. And the fact that, you know, Baruch Hashem, people have enough parnosa, people are able to be matzliach, and to so many different, medically and financially, and so much success in so many ways. The Rav Mashul always says that this generation, Bli Ayin Hara, in many, many respects, obviously there are challenges, no question about it, there's tzaras, I know of many tzaras, certainly even in our times, but in general, if you compare it to earlier generations, Kadosh Baruch Hu has been very, very good to us, Bli Ayin Hara. And there's so many, if you respond and if you think about it, Kadosh Baruch Hu is certainly, you know, watching us. Certainly, the last many decades, obviously we went through, as Klal Yisrael went through a terrible beyond tzara, beyond comprehension during the Holocaust. But Bli Ayin Hara, the way the Klal Yisrael has built themselves up over the last number of years, it's nothing short of miraculous. And of course, in the name of Yaakov Emden and Mark Twain, Abdullah, the idea of the existence of the Jewish people in and of itself is a miracle. Just want to close with one more idea that I saw in the name of the Kotzke Rebbe. The Kotzke Rebbe was asked when he was young, It says in the pasuk, "Ki Hashem Elohim b'shemayim ma'al v'al aretz mitachas." Where's Hashem? So the cut's going to be answered. Wherever you bring him in, Kaddish Baruch is found. Wherever you let him to enter, the more emuna a person has, the more Kaddish Baruch is in his life. And the same question was posed to Yitzchak Meir of Gur, and he answered. No, he said to him, he said, "I'll give you a dinar zav if you tell me where Hashem is." So he said back to him, "I'll give you two dinar zav if you tell me where Hashem is not." So the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, he's Hoya Ho V'Yeh, was, is, and will be, he's Mashkiach Al Kolam Kulo. There's no shortage of ways, even in our times, to internalize Emunah B'Hashem on a personal level. A person just has to allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to enter into his life. On a national level, certainly we can certainly feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in this world. Maybe we'll just close with the story. I don't know if most people watch the Chofetz Chaim Heritage Foundation video, but I saw one of them, and I saw I heard Ephraim Shapiro tell the following story, that there was a Dr. Joel Dennis, who was a very active founder. He was very involved in the growth of the North Miami Beach community. He was instrumental in building the school, Hillel School, and also a shul called Shari Tfila. And in 1999, they didn't have a principal, so Dr. Joel Dennis acted as the principal for that year, and he told the board, which was led by Mr. Sol Zuckerman, that he'll work for $1 for the entire year. At the end of the year, Mr. Sol Zuckerman brought Dr. Joel Dennis a $10 bill. He said, here's your wages for the year, and you get a 1,000% raise, and this is the biggest bargain that I could have. This is a great bargain. This is a tremendous bargain for the school. Signed, Sol Zuckerman. Now, a few weeks ago, on a Friday morning, the secretary of Shari Tefila went to Tasty's Cafe in Miami Beach, bought a coffee with a $20 bill, got a 10, a 5, and two singles as change. And what was on the $10 bill? The words on the back, here's a $10 bill for you, a 1,000% raise, and a tremendous bargain, signed Sol Zuckerman. 17 years later. Now, on that day, which was a few weeks ago on a Friday, that was the day Dr. Joel Dennis passed away. And you think about the Hashgacha Pratis, that this dollar bill has been around for 17 years. How many thousands of people have touched that bill? And it was given in 1999 to Dr. Joel Dennis. And then on the day he passed away, it was given to the secretary of the shul that he helped build, that he helped found. So there are many lessons. Certainly Hashgacha Pratis is the primary one. But Rabbi Ephraim Shapiro pointed out that, you see, a person doesn't take his money with him. That's certainly true. But he takes the school that he built, which is remembrance for the idea that he got the money, the dollar bill. And also the fact that the secretary of the shul got it on that day shows that the two big accomplishments of his life, helping to build the school and helping to build the shul, those will stand for him in the next world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us siyata d'shmaya. We should internalize our emunah b'Hashem as much as we can, even if we're not feeling it. Ani mamni b'muna shlema, shaburi yisburach shmo, hu borei manig, hu osa osu yasa l'chol masim. Have a wonderful Shabbos.